Alexander Dugin is a prominent Russian political philosopher who's widely known as Putin's brain, as his ideology is believed to have shaped the Kremlin's geopolitics and international relations for many years. He's the author of several books, including Foundations of Geopolitics and the Fourth Political Theory.
Professor Dugin, what's your view on Mr. Biden's latest decision to authorize the use of long-range missiles in Ukraine? Is he implicating Mr. Trump when he takes over?
Exactly. That is the reason of that. So this to say the truth, this strikes against Russian territory would not change the balance of power. That would cause the pain that can cause the losses, but it could not change the basic relations. The only thing that they could provoke these strikes. Nuclear response from Russia. In that sense, because of the emergency situation, Biden has a small chance to keep his position in office thanks to emergency situation. Or elsewhere, otherwise it could create for Trump in insupportable conditions with stop peace with Russia. So that is idea to compromise a future administration, to put in very awkward position regarding American strategy, regarding international relations. But I think that Biden will answer for all that. He will be judged and put in the court as the criminal for high treason of American interests. He has risked, he has put in danger all the humanity because of his senile incapacity to rule and to take responsible decisions. So I think when Trump comes finally to the White House, he will have all the reasons to put this group of crazy globalists risking the being of the humanity in the jail, because they not only sacrifice American national interest, they are ready for the absolutely crazy so-called liberal ideals to sacrifice all the humanity. So that is incredible. I hope Mr. Putin will be smart enough and will wise enough not to get beyond some red line. But I think this time response will be very, very serious. I think that European capitals are now are in danger. One more strike of long-range missiles with the support of European power by Ukrainians against Russian territory could provoke our nuclear strikes against NATO object. That is clear.
Do you think that Mr. Putin is really serious in carrying out his threats to gradually use the nuclear weapons?
He is more than serious. He has shown three days ago how it will arrive, in which way it will arrive, the nuclear heads will arrive in the European capitals. So they didn't believe us when we said that we are in possession of the hypersonic weapon against which there is no defense, no air defense system. There are no, they don't exist. So we could easily strike any goal in Europe, in the territory of NATO state, without interception, any chance to intercept our missiles.
Excuse me, sir, but don't you think that if Mr. Putin aggressively responds to the West long-range missiles thing, don't you think that he will cut any prospects of a peace deal that he might be able to make and to cut with Mr. Trump. You know, in the American media, they said that Trump reportedly, and I underline and underscore, and this is according to the American media, that the president-elect, and I read here, is said to have told Mr. Putin in a phone call that he shouldn't escalate the war. So don't you think that if he escalates the war, this will put an end to any prospects of peace in Ukraine?
Who is escalating? If Biden has permission to Kyiv to attack Russian Federation, Russian territory with long and middle range missiles, that is not already escalation, it is aggression. If Mr. Trump is a little bit worried about our capacity to defend us in the war declared by his country, so we could nothing to do, so that is very, very, very sad, but we will respond for sure because we could not tolerate. So imagine they escalate and give us no permission to escalate as well. So the West could escalate. We could not escalate. It's absolutely impossible. They escalate, we escalate. They strike, we strike, if we want to defend. Otherwise, we will be in situation of Gaza, on West Bank Palestinian, or Hezbollah. They will simply destroy us, erase us. Israel, the friend of United States, has erased totally the population of Gaza because the Gaza could not respond, because Palestine didn't possess some serious weapon in order to defend themselves. And now they prevent them to defend themselves, and they simply have annihilated the all Palestinian, almost all Palestinian population. We don't want to be in that position. So we will strike back as soon as we consider to be pertinent and proper.
But who started this war in 2022? I mean,
The West.
the Putin's critics say that had it not been for Mr. Putin's, as they say, invasion of Ukraine, they wouldn't have reached this scenario now. I get that self-defense thing from you and the strike back against the West. I get that, but who started this war? Isn't it Putin, Mr. Putin himself?
No, the war was started by Mr. Biden, by globalists and Democrats that has supported Nazi Kyiv government and pushed them against us. So they orchestrated everything in order to provoke us. They have accomplished the coup d'etat in 2014 and started to weaponize Ukraine against us. But that was their fault and their responsibility. When Trump was in the office, he was not too pro-Russian, not at all. He was a very tough guy, but the conflict was frozen, and Minsk agreements proceeded somehow. Maybe not so as we would hope, but nevertheless, Trump. That means that we could find the solution. Trump is a chance. Biden is doomed.
Right, sir. So the war costs are estimated now at over 100 billion a year, and I'm reading from official statistics. Even the you know the 2024 budget shows that a 70% increase in the military spending. So the longer the war goes on, the harder this will be. I mean, is this war sustainable for Russia?
Absolutely. That is an interesting paradox that under sanctions, under transformation of our economy to the development of the sector of the army, there is incredible growth of our economy. Now we start to understand that the war economy It is driver of our general economy that without sanctions, we would waste our possibilities. So sanctions, they have cured our economy from extensive dependence from the West. So now we are concentrated on domestic production, on development of industrial sector. And now there is a huge growth of Russian economy. We, with such tendencies, we could be in war during decades. And our economy is growing. Solidarity in our society is growing. The health of our spiritual life is growing. And on the other hand, Ukraine is more and more and more destroyed. Ukraine depends totally from the supply of the West. Nothing of autonomy, of sovereignty in economical, financial field has left in the Ukraine. So we are growing, we are in rise. The Russian economy is rising, and not in spite of, but because of the sanctions. So we have in the 90s and maybe later, we overestimated the relations, economical relations with West. Now we are discovering global South. Now we're discovering new poles. Now we're discovering new allies, including the Islamic world, in Saudi Arabia, in Emirates, in Turkey, in Iran, in Qatar, in Indonesia, in Pakistan. All the Islamic world for us, for the first time, becomes something of real importance. The same for India, the same for China, the same for Africa, the same for Latin America. Yes, we are losing the West, but we are receiving, we are rediscovering the world.